So one of the things that really kind of struck me about looking at your art are those patterns that you see, you know, and it very much, you can take it all in at once, or you can look at the little pieces. Yeah. And I'm interested in you know, talking about these patterns, how there's patterns in life, and then the patterns that you sort of create in your art. And why are those so important to you? Why are you so drawn to these various types of patterns?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I think there's sort of a universal component that people are often drawn to patterns. They're visually pleasing. You know, there's some sort of mathematical component that I don't understand, certainly. But, you know, I think a lot of people are drawn to them, usually from an aesthetic standpoint. And as am I. And, you know, it's just really pleasing to me. And you know, I had joked that pattern is a way of organizing things, and that it's a socially acceptable way for me to sort of contain my neuroses of, you know, everything in its right little box and right little place. So for that reason, you know, I am fairly detailed and precise in my work. So I think that's appealing to me. But thinking, I guess, on a more esoteric level about these repetitions throughout our life of, you know, they talk about when you move somewhere new that you can be somebody totally new. You don't have to be that same person. But, you know, I always think about that. Well, the next time I live somewhere, I'll be an extrovert. It never happens, you know. And this is the same thing. And you kind of, and just thinking about the places that I live have been so different. But I find myself trying to ingrain myself in the community the same way, and with differing results.
You know what you just said brought up something else that I noticed about your work too, about being something different in different contexts. And you know, when I first saw your exhibit, it's very much the outside inside. Mm-hmm. And so there's this kind of tension between outside and inside. Yeah. And it's like giving new life to things that had been in one place in a new place. So can you talk a little bit about that dynamic?
Yeah, it was you know, I really, it was a lot of fun to bring the outside in. And, you know, visually, certainly there's a visual component. But the other thing that I didn't anticipate was just the smell. It really, you know, it smells like Alaska to me now in the Bunnell Street Gallery, that the cottonwood especially just really fragrance the place. Bringing an awareness to what's around us, and yeah, there's not a lot of color in the winter necessarily, and even looking around the gallery, it is a lot of neutrals and browns, but there's a lot of beauty out there just in the pushki stalks and the spruce cones. There's a lot of texture and color, even though it's winter.
What is doing this type of art that incorporates so many different like facets of your life? What does that give to you? What does that bring to you?
Well, it's interesting. It's sort of a little bit of a non-traditional path for sure. And I think both sides, both the conservation and science field that has been so much a part of my professional life, and the art side that's been sort of on the sidelines all along, and now I'm sort of switching those two. And I don't know. I guess I've been surprised that it doesn't seem intuitive to either field that there would be such an overlap. And to me, it's always made sense, and that the two don't have to exist separately, and I don't have to work on either one of them exclusively. So it is important to me that I incorporate both of those things in my life. I do have this passion for the natural environment and working towards important conservation efforts. And I also have such a love of art and a need to create things. And my goal is to be able to find a way to combine the two of those.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add that I didn't ask you about?
Somebody had asked how many, you know, how I adhered everything to the gallery walls. And I did hand hammered every individual alder branch and actually tallied everything up at the end, that I had nearly 5 pounds of hardware that went in. And so if anybody's interested in helping repair the gallery walls at the end of February, Bunnell would be very grateful.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.